USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An appeals court in New Orleans has taken up the Affordable Care Act. Texas Solicitor General Kyle Hawkins urged the court to declare Obamacare unconstitutional in its entirety. The state argued that when Congress enacted President Trump's tax overhaul, it rendered the Affordable Care Act unconstitutional by doing away with penalties for not having insurance as mandated in the law. Mark Rylander is with the Texas Attorney General's office.
When the law was stripped of its revenue-raising penalty, the mandate and the entire law are now unconstitutional.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and other Democrats are pushing to preserve it.
133 million Americans will potentially be vulnerable to massive premium increases.
It's still not known when the court will make its ruling. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Toxic bacteria are still keeping people out of the water on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. At the University of Southern Mississippi's School of Ocean Science, Dr. Joe Griffith tells WLOX-TV that rain is in the forecast and it could kill some of the bacteria.
There's always the storm by the end of this week they're talking about coming in that may move some salt water up into the Mississippi Sound that would have the same sort of effect of raising salinity and hopefully lowering the ability for these animals, the sediment here, to survive.
The state is now assessing the financial damage from the lost beach time because of the blue-green algae. There are calls for the Labor Secretary to step down in connection with his role in the 2008 plea deal with accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. At that time, Secretary Alex Acosta was a federal prosecutor for Miami. He's accused of cutting victims out of the negotiations. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Acosta should resign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to the State Department, diplomacy will now be used to convince North Korea to abandon its desires to become a nuclear power. USA's John Clements reports.
That was the assessment from Morgan Ortegas of the U.S. State Department.
We obviously clearly want to see the complete elimination of WMDs in North Korea. As the president has said many times, he hopes Kim Jong-un and the North Korean people see the brighter future and the brighter vision that he has for those people.
That diplomacy continues with Washington meeting with officials from Pyongyang to convince Kim Jong-un of what North Korea would gain by abandoning its nuclear ambitions. I'm John Clemens.
There's more research that calls into question the benefits of dietary supplements. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A new study says most dietary supplements do not, whatever they promise, protect people against heart attacks and strokes. Researchers at West Virginia University finding little evidence that supplements improve heart health at all. Researchers finding that fish oil offers some benefit in reducing the risk of a heart attack and overall heart disease, and that folic acid is linked to a lower risk of stroke. But they said there's no evidence that multivitamins, antioxidants, iron, or vitamins A and B had any effect on heart health. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.